today's shir is Masechet Menachos Daf Hei Dalad. We will begin on Daf Hei Gimel Amud Bey is the bottom line. Atkan lepligi. We learned in the Mishnah in the previous shir that it is the opinion of our Mishnah that the Omer, Shtei Alechem, have to come specifically from Chadosh. The Gemara quoted two brises that say that the halach that it has to come from Chadosh is only lechatchila, but b'di'eved it could come even from Yashan. Comments the Gemara. Atkan, until now, the machlokes we've had is lepligi ala b'chadosh. They're arguing if the Omer has to come from Chadosh or could even come from Yashan. Al b'aretz, that the tvua which the Omer comes from there's no disagreement. Al b'aretz lepligi. There is no argument. The Omer Shtei Alechem me'oritz in mechutz la'aretz loy. Has to come specifically from grain that's from Eretz Yisrael, not from grain that's from chutz la'aretz. Kaman says the Gemara. Who does this opinion follow? The Loikai Tana. It doesn't follow what the following Tana taught us. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda teaches us Omer ba mechutz la'aretz, that the Omer may come from grain from chutz la'aretz. Omani mekayim. The pasuk says ki savo al aretz, which clearly seems to indicate that it has to be grain from Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara shloim eschayv ba'omer kaidim shenichnas la'aretz. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the obligation to bring the carbon omer only begins when they arrived in Eretz Yisrael. The kasaver. Because obviously, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Chodesh b'chutz la'aretz daraisahi. The issa to eat Chodesh outside of Eretz Yisrael is an issa daraisa. Why does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda hold this way? The ksib memosh v'seichem. The pasuk that speaks about the issa of eating Chodesh uses the words memosh v'seichem, which means komakim shata yoshvim mashma, wherever Jews live. No difference, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, if the Isser of eating Chadosh is in it applies to Chutz La'aretz, then therefore the grain of Chutz La'aretz could be used for the Meches Omer. As we said a moment ago, the Torah uses the words Kisavo, Zman Biyihi. That means, it only means that the Zman, that the Chiv, to go through this process of Chadosh and Yashan, only began after people came to Tisrael. V'kivim d'araisahi, since the Isser of eating Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz is in Isser d'araisa, a kruven am makriven, therefore that tvua could also be used for the carbon minchas omer. So again, we have here a very fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and the Tan of our Mishnah. Can you use grain from Chutz La'aretz for the Karban Minchas Omer? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, you may. The Tanav HaMishnah says, you may not. Say the Mefarshim. Certainly Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda agrees the L'chatchila one should use grain from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is only that b'di'eved, you could use also grain from Chutz La'aretz. Interesting Machloikas Rishayim. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda speaks about the Omer. What will be Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion regarding the Shtei Halechem? There are many opinions that say, if Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is lenient by Omer, which is much more of a serious situation, he certainly will be lenient regarding the Shtei Halechem. But there are Rishonim that disagree. They say, what is the basis, as we've been learning, of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that what's the purpose, as we've learned so many times, of the Karban Minchas Omer? To allow the eating of the Chadosh. And since Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says the Chadosh is applicable of Chutz La'aretz, it makes all the most sense that you could use Chutz La'aretz grain for the Karban Minchas Omer. But what does the Shtei Alechem accomplish, as we've learned and we're going to learn? What the Shtei Alechem accomplishes is that you could be able to now bring carbon minchas from the Chodesh. Now, Karim certainly doesn't apply to Chutzlarts. You don't bring Karbonis to Chutzlarts. So they say, even if Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is lenient by the Omer, he will not be lenient by the Shtei Lechem, and by Shtei Lechem, he'll hold that it has to come specifically from grain, from Eretz Yisrael. What is the basis of the Bachloikas between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Tan of our Mishnah? So there's two ways that I saw that the Achroinim explain the Machloikas. One way they explain the Machloikas is fairly simple. Is this considered a mitzvah tluy baritz? We know that anything that's connected to the ground, that comes from something that's connected to the land, is usually only applicable to Eretz Yisrael, and that's what the Tanavah Mishnah holds. Or is certainly Chadosh, is certainly a mitzvah tluy baritz, and therefore it's limited to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yosef Yehuda holds the Chadosh is an exception to the rule, and it's not in the category of mitzvah tluy baritz, and therefore it applies in Chutz Laretz, and you can bring grain from Chutz Laretz to the Karim Michas Oimer. That's the simple way of explaining. But Rav Chaim Briska has a different way of explaining. We have discussed, actually, that when we speak about Chadosh, and we speak about the Karim Michas Oimer, there's really two rules that apply. One is the obvious rule, which even we are very familiar with, that until the second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat from the Chodesh. You're not allowed to eat anything from the new grain. After the second day of Pesach, you may. That's the simple explanation of Chodesh and Yashin. But there's really another explanation of Chodesh and Yashin. The other explanation of Chodesh and Yashin is that you're not allowed to even cut the grain from the new grain until the second day of Pesach. So Rav Chaim wants to suggest that that is the machloikus of Rabbi Yossi in the Tanav HaMishnah. Rabbi Yossi holds that not only is there an isser of eating chadosh from Chutz Laretz, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda's of the opinion is even isser to cut the omer in Chutz Laretz. And therefore, since the entire halacha of chadosh in Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael is identical, there's no reason, says Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, that you can't bring tvua from Chutz Laretz Teretz Yisrael. On the other hand, to do the Michas Oimer. On the other hand, the Tanakama, the Tanava Mishnah says that even if we'll hold that Chodosh is Osir in Chutz Laretz, that's only the Issa to eat Chodosh in Chutz Laretz. But the Issa to cut Chodosh only applies in Eretz Yisrael. If that's the case, we could understand why he holds you could only use Israeli grain. Because Israeli grain has the whole din of Chodosh applied to it. Both the din of eating and cutting. Whereas Chutz Laretz grain has only the Isser of eating, but not the Isser of cutting. And since it doesn't have the Isser of cutting, you can't use that grain for the Karim Michas Oimer. Which Reb Chaim goes on to explain, would be the basis of a machloikis. I said the many Mefarshim say Reb Yosef Yehuda is only talking with the Eved, not Lechatchila. There are some Mefarshim that say Reb Yosef Yehuda says that even Lechatchila you could use Israeli grain. Why? Because according to that opinion, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda treats Chutz Laretz grain exactly like he treats Eretz Yisrael grain. Since he treats them exactly the same, they have the same halacha. And you could use even Chutz Laretz grain l'chatchila. The other mandama, since the Tanakama disagrees. The other explanation that we said that has the question is in the category mitzvah tluyos baritz, we'll have Rabbi Yosef agreeing that certainly you can't use Chutz Laretz grain l'chatchila. But this opens up a very important question. So how are we explaining the machloikis of Rabbi Yosef? How is the Gemara explaining the machloikis of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? That since Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that Chodosh is also in Chutz Laretz, so since Chodosh is also in Chutz Laretz, you could certainly use Chutz Laretz to get grain for the Karim Michas Oimer. So we think about the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say this, but we think, what is the Gemara ostensibly saying is the opinion of the Tanakama? The opinion of Tanakama is that Chodosh is not Osun Chutz Laretz, and therefore, since Chodosh is not Osun Chutz Laretz, therefore you can't use Chutz Laretz to get grain for the Karim Michas Oimer. Which, I usually don't go into explaining difficult Rambams, but which open up a real question here. You look at the Rambam, the Rambam Paschal is like the Tanavah Mishnah. He says you have to use Eretz Yisrael to get grain. But the Rambam also says the Chodesh is Osun Chutz Laretz Midai Raisa. So how do we reconcile the Rambam two seemingly contradictory Piskei Halacha. Siddhar Sameach says, all our Gemara did, he says you have to read the Gemara carefully. All our Gemara did was say that Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda holds that Chadash and Chutz Laaretz is Asur. And therefore you could use Chutz Laaretz to grave for the carbon. The Tana, the Gemara didn't explain the opinion of our Tana. And it could be that the Tana will hold of our Mishnah, that even though there is Issa Chadash and Chutz Laaretz, still, that doesn't mean you could use Chutz Laaretz to grain for the carbon. Because like we explained, in the name of Reb Chaim, because it could be that there is no Issa of cutting grain, that's Chadash and that's Chutz Laaretz, and therefore such grain shouldn't be used because it's further away. Maybe that's why it shouldn't be used. Maybe the Torah wants specifically Israeli grain because of the Kedusha Saaretz. But we're not locked into saying that the Tanakama, the Tan of our Mishnah, holds that Chodesh Chutz Laaretz is not an Issa Daraisa. Certainly, even if we'll learn the Gemara Pasha Pshat, and we will explain that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that Chodesh and Chutz Laaretz is a Daraisa, and Chodesh and Chutz Laaretz is not a Daraisa, a Darabonin will certainly be. Which opens up the question that we've discussed many times. So if so, how come people, the Mishnah Berurah already discusses this, are lenient with Chodesh and Chutz Laaretz? A Darabonin, it's certainly, according to most Rishonim, it's a Daraisa. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says one should be Machmer. The main Heterim, as I've said previously, are really three Heterim. One Heter is that even if we hold Chodesh as us and Chutz Laaretz, there are Rishonim that say that only Chutz Laaretz means lands that are close to Israel. Countries that are further away are not included in that Isser, one Heter. Another Heter, which the Ramah says is there's a Svek Sveka. There's a Suffolk, is it Chodesh? And even if when you buy grain, is it from this year's grain or is it last year's grain? And even if it's this year's grain, maybe it was Nishrash. Maybe it took root before Pesach. And we learned that any grain that took root before Pesach becomes Mutter on the second day of Pesach. And again, if we couple it, the problem with that approach is so then you have the same Svek in Etz Yisrael. So why are we more Machmen Etz Yisrael than Chutz Laaretz? The answer is because also it's a Drabonon perhaps in Chutz Laaretz, and Sofik Drabonon we could be more lenient with. And the third Heter, which is the famous Bach, the Bach says that land owned by Goyim, even if we say that Chodosh is Osir in Chutz Laaretz, doesn't apply to land owned by Goyim. And most land in Etz Chutz Laaretz are owned by Goyim, and therefore the Bach is Mekel on Chodesh and Chutz Laaretz. Continues the Gemara. One word of introduction. We know that Shemitah, we're not allowed to work the field, we're not allowed to protect, we're not allowed to watch the field. But there's something called Svichen. What are Svichen? Svichen means that growths that grow by themselves in the field during the Shemitah year. How do they grow? Because usually when you pick produce off the ground, seeds will fall out, and those seeds will ultimately sprout, and those seeds will grow in the Shemitah year. You're now, Svichen, there's a discussion of Mutter or Arsa, but certainly you're not allowed to protect Svichen during the Shemitah year. So there's a Mishnah Masech Tishkolim. Shemir Svichen B'Shvius. During the Shemitah year, they watch the field to make sure that they should have Omer available, they should have barley available. We've discussed numerous times that every year everybody donated had to give a machs a shekel for the Trumas Halishka. That was the communal fund, and that money was used to pay the Shonim. Of course, the obvious question when we learn this Gemara is that we know that in the Shemitah year you're not allowed to protect the field. So the question is, how could they have Shomrim for the Shemitah? It's also to have Shemitah available, you're not allowed to do this. So there are a number of terutzim given by the Rishonim already. One terutz is that what they did was, what does a Shomer normally do? What a Shomer normally does is he protects the field, that nobody can enter the field. That is certainly usur during the Shemitah year. They didn't do that. What they did was, they just told anybody that wanted to enter the field, Aloch is, during the Shemitah year, anybody could walk into anybody's field. When somebody wanted to enter the field, I said, you know, this is a field that people that we want to use the grain, we want to use the barley for the carbon, Michas Oimer. And then people on themselves backed out. That's not called protecting the field. That's not called Shmira. Another teretz, very much along the same line, is that people they didn't need Shomrim. If you put up a sign, listen, don't take anything from this field because we need the barley for the carbon, nobody will take. But animals can't read signs. So since the Shomrim were only there to protect from animals, they weren't there to protect from people because people on their own won't come there, that's not called Shmira. Another teretz, a very bechidish from the Sfas Emes, is that they didn't protect the entire field. They only protected part of the field. When is there an Issa of Shmira? If you don't let anybody into any part of the field. If you only watch part of the field, that isn't Usser. Another teretz, also a very bechidish, that the Issa of Shmira is only when you protect, when the owner, let's say I own a piece of property. So during the Shemitah year, I have to leave the field completely open. If I watch the field and I stand there or I create a situation that nobody should be able to enter, that's Usser. Here it wasn't the Bailim. The wording in the Mishnah is very meduyik. It wasn't the Bailim that protected the field. There was the Hegdish that protected it. The Isser Shmira is only said to the Bailim. It isn't said to people who aren't the owners of the field. Another Teretz, a great-grandfather of mine says, the Max Avram, he says that the Isser of Shmira is only when you're doing it for your own personal use. But here they weren't watching the field, so they should be able to have the payers. They were watching it with Tzair Hegdish, that the Hegdish should have that available to them, that there isn't considered an Isser Shmira. The question is, the Mepharshim asked, that just like we're going to learn when we discuss the Sugyus of the Michas Oimer, that you can't bring barley that's owned by Goyim, it seems that you can't bring barley owned by Hefker. So the question is, certainly everything in the Shemitah year is Hefker. So how could you use Hefker produce for the carbon oimer? So one teretz I saw is who says, you can't use barley owned by Goyim, but you can use barley that's Hefker. And that's exactly what our Gemara is indeed teaching us. That's one approach that I saw. Another approach that I saw the Mepharshim suggest is that, in a very interesting approach, what is pshat that Peir Shvius are Hefker? Peir Shvius are only Hefker that any Jew can walk into any field in Israel and take what he wants. But it's not Hefker for Goyim. A Goy doesn't have the halacha that during the Shemitah year he can walk into any field and take what he wants. What is the definition of Hefker? The definition of Hefker is that it's Hefker for everyone. This is not Hefker for everyone. It's only Hefker for Jews, not Hefker for Goyim. Like we have a concept, Hefker L'Aniyim V'Lo L'Ashirim is not Hefker. Similarly, Hefker that's only Hefker for Jews and not Hefker for Goyim is not in the category of Hefker. Since it's not a category of Hefker, that's why it's not a problem that you're using Hefker Peiris for Shemitah, for the carbon oimer. So again, back to the Gemara. Tanan Hosam, Shomrim Svichim, B'Shvius, they used to appoint Shomrim to watch the Svichim in the Shvita years, and Noiklin Scharim, Truma Selishka. And they took their salary from the Truma Selishka. Ramalei Ramah Bachamal Rav Chizda. Tanan, we just learned the Mishnah, Masech Tishkolim, Shomrim Svichim B'Shvius, Noiklin Scharim B'Truma Selishka. Verminu, ask the Gemara, the Torah says, La'ochla V'loy L'Sreifa, the Is on Shemitah Peiris only may be eaten, not burnt. Now what's done with the Karban Michas Oimer? It's burnt on the Mizbeach. So how could you take that barley, which is Shemitah barley, and burn it? So Mepharshim asked the obvious question, isn't what you put on the Mizbeach, and we had this concept numerous times, considered Achila, Achila's Mizbeach. So why is putting on the Mizbeach a violation of the halacha of La'achla? So Mepharshim respond that even though technically, halachically, Achila is not limited to human consumption, Achila includes Mizbeach consumption, but what we have to look at the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. What is the spirit of the law? The spirit of the law is that we want that people aren't working during the Shemitah year. They should have what to eat. The Mizbeach eating doesn't accomplish that goal. So here where the Torah uses the words la'ochla, it's very specific. It means achila mamish. And therefore the Gemara's question is a very strong question. How could we allowed that peiris, the omer, to be put on the mizbeach, it's a violation of the halacha of la'achla. But then, the mefarshim ask the obvious question. Yes, using the Shemitah produce for the Karban Michas Omer is a violation of Shemitah. But there's a mitzvah to say to bring the Karban Michas Omer. And don't we have a rule that Esseh Deichalaisa say? So why shouldn't we say that the Esseh of bringing the Karban Michas Omer is Deicha Deleisa say of Shemitah? So I saw a number of terutzim to this question. One is that actually is part of what the Gemara's question will be in a moment, that the Gemara comes up with an option of using last year's produce. And we only use the concept of essay doich lois essay when we have no other option. If the Gemara is going to suggest in a moment that we have another option, we don't say essay doich lois essay. Another teretz is that there are tanom that hold in eating svichim, you're over two lavim. One is the actual protecting the svichim, collecting the svichim, and the other is an isser to eat the svichim. We only say essay doich lois essay when it's one essay versus one lois essay. But when it's one essay versus two lois essays, we don't say essay doich lois essay. A third very nice teretz that I saw is that we don't say essay doich lois essay in the Beis HaMikdash. And what's the lumdus of this answer? We have to read the words of essay doich lois essay. What does essay doich lois essay mean? Essay doich lois essay means that we have a challenge. We have a mitzvah to say, and we have a mitzvah lois essay. What do we do? So there's a halacha throughout Shas, we learned it numerous times, that the essay supersedes the lois essay. But it's not l'chatchila, doicha. What is the word doicha? I have no choice. So outside the Beis HaMikdash, essay doicha lois essay. But that essay is not really a perfect essay. It's an essay that's being fulfilled through a lois essay. In the Beis HaMikdash, we only want to do mitzvah to say in a perfect fashion. Relying on essay doicha lois essay, you don't do in the Beis HaMikdash. We're obviously speaking about the Beis HaMikdash, therefore we don't apply the concept of essay doicha lois essay. So, again, ask the Gemara, v'min alach l'vleilu sreifa, so how can we use the Shemitah Peiris? Amalei, rachmana amalach l'doris seichem. The Torah says that every year you should bring the carbon michas oimer, vat amrit, so how could you even suggest to vatel? Omelette, which he responded, as I alluded to in a moment, did I ever say that we should be mevatel the mitzvah? What I meant to say was, bring last year's produce and bring last year's produce and use that and not rely on Shemitah produce. So Mefarshim asks the obvious question. We learned in the previous year that it is the opinion of our Tana, that you can't use, the Tana of our Mishnah, that you can't use Yoshon for Michas Omer. And even the Tana of the two Brises that the Gemara quoted in yesterday's Gemara said it's only acceptable, but the Eved Na Lechatchila. So why was the Gemara's Havamina that you should use Mishtaket? What's the Havamina? So the Brisker Rav answers a beautiful teretz. Before we said the Brisker Rav teretz, that the Gemara assumed that that's what the Torah means with Ladaris Seichem. That even though every year you have to bring Chadash, this year, because you have no choice, bring Yoshan. That the Shemitah year will be an exception. That's the easy way of learning the Gemara. The Brisker Rav has a little nicer, not nicer, different shot. He says there's a way to have that it shouldn't be Yoshan. Because we learned previously in our Masechta that the only Tevuah that becomes mutter on the second day of Pesach, I said it already in this year today, is tefuah that took root before Pesach. But what will happen if you plant tefuah after the second day of Pesach? So you're going to have to wait till next year Pesach. So that tefuah, let's think about it. Pesach is a Nisan. When does Shemitah begin? In Tishrei. So you'll plant tefuah right after Pesach. It'll certainly take root from in all those many months from Pesach until Tishrei. So it's in the category of Chadash, on one hand, and on the other hand, it's not Shemitah produce, because it grew during those many months from Pesach until Tishrei. And that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, according to the Brisker Rav, Laisim in the Shtaket, why don't we bring that? Why do we have to take Shemitah produce, which opens up all sorts of questions? answers the Gemara, being a karma v'leka. We learned so many times that you need moist produce, and if it's going to be, let's learn with the Brisker Rav's pshat, produce from last year, from that you planted after Pesach, by the time it comes the second day of Pesach, next year, it's not going to be obviously moist. So Mefarshim asked the obvious question. We've learned many times that the requirement that the Torah says to bring Carmel is not ma'akiv. So why here is Carmel become such an important issue? So Mefarshim answered, we've had this concept also many times. Carmel indeed is not ma'akiv. But what does that mean that Carmel is not ma'akiv? It means that if you could have Carmel available, you don't have to bring Carmel. But in this year, the way we're explaining, it would be impossible to have Carmel produce. Where it's impossible to have Carmel produce, then it's an issue. It's like the concept of kol royal labila ain bila makevespa, because ain royal labila bila makevespa. Ask the Gemara, v'laisim makabel d'shtaket. The Gemara now in the Havamin is assuming that what does the word Carmel mean? That when you picked it, it was soft. Last year when you picked it, it was soft. Amakra, Carmel, takravina. It's not good that it was once Carmel. Carmel b'shas hakrova. You need to have that it was Carmel at the time of Akrova, Veleka, and you don't have that. So the Gemara, along the same issue, says, Itmar, the Pasuk says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Carmel Tikvar, the Torah says Carmel, that it has to be Carmel, and that's how we know that we could use the, it has to be this year's produce. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Reishis Katsircha, V'loy Saif Katsircha. It has to be this year's produce, not last year's produce. So the way Rashi, most Rishonim explain, is the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar is how do we know that it has to be this year's produce? Rabbi Yochanan learns from the word Carmel, and Rabbi Elazar learns from the word Kitzircha. Masav Rava asks in this Rava, the Pasuk says, V'im takir v'michas kurim, v'im v'ichas ha'oymer akos medaber. The Pasuk speaking about the Michas ha'oymer. Mehechen ibo, which grain should be used for the Michas Oimer, Minas Oirim. You have to use Soirim grain. Continues the Gemara, the Raisa. At Oirim Minas Oirim, does it have to be barley or Enem and Lachitim? What makes the Gemara ask this question? Because we know normally Karben Mincha comes from Chitin, to which the Gemara responds, Rebbe Elazar Oimer, Nema Ovid by Mitzrayim. The Torah uses the words Ovid by Mitzrayim. I'll read the Pasuk in a moment. V'nema Ovid L'dairis. And the Torah uses the word Ovid regarding the Karim Michas Oimer, Ma Oviv Omer Mitzrayim Sa'irim, just like the Oviv that speaks about the Mitzrayim were Bali, Af Oviv Omer Ladirus, when the Torah uses the word Oviv regarding the Karim Michas Oimer, Ain't a Balim Nasirim, it means the Karim Michas Sa'irim. Where does the Torah use the word Oimer in Mitzrayim? The Pasuk says, by Makis Barod, Vapista Vas'irim Nukasa, Kasoira Oviv, Vapishta Govil. So the Torah uses the word Aviv in relationship to Sa'ira, and the Torah uses the word Aviv regarding the Michas Oimer. That's how we understand that the Aviv, that the Karim Michas Oimer has to be Sa'irim. To stop for a moment, and indeed answer a Pidrush, why indeed does the Michas Oimer come from Sa'irim? Sa'irim is a Machal Behema, and I said a moment ago, all Karim Michas always come from Chitin. All of a sudden here, we bring Sa'irim. So the Chassam Sofer has a beautiful Vart. He says, to understand the Divrei Torah we're about to say, we just have to identify what are the characteristic differences between Sa'irim and Chitim. One difference is, as I just said, Sa'irim is a Michael Behema, Chitim is a Michael Adam. Another nafkamina is that Sa'irim ripen much quicker than Chitim. Says the Chassam Sofer, what does the word Pesach mean? Passover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped. So we're accustomed. What does Passover mean? What does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu jumped over the Jewish homes not to do Makas Becharis there? But he says there's a much deeper pshat to Pesach. We know that Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim in Mentes Shari Tumah. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, overlooked all of those Mentes Shari Tumah. He jumped over them and took us out. So what happened there was a two-stage redemption. There was the first, so to speak, the quick redemption. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't look at anything because we were in danger. And then we had the next 49 days of preparing ourselves slowly every day during the Sfira days for Matan Torah. To commemorate that, we have the two types of Kabbanis. We have on Pesach the Seorim, which commemorates the Tfuah that gets ripened quickly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't wait. It just schlepped us out of Mitzrayim. And then on Shavuos, we bring the Shtei HaLechem, which is Chitin, which ripens much slowly, which represents that we have to work on ourselves day by day. The Maral takes a different approach. He says, Soyim, as I said, are Michael Behema. What is the difference between an animal and a person? So he said the difference between an animal and a person is an animal works more strenuously, especially in their culture, than people. To teach us, coming to Avodas Hashem doesn't come easy. You got to work like an animal. You have to work hard to be an Eved Hashem. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Michael Behema. Other Sfarim take a different approach. The Chassidish Sfarim take the following approach. They say that every person, a person isn't born perfect. He doesn't die perfect either. He certainly doesn't, nobody gets born. A person has to work on himself. We are born with very similar to animals. When a child is born, he doesn't know how to eat, he doesn't know how to talk. He's very similar to an animal. What is the job of a person? He has to work on himself to become from a behemoth into a mensch. And that's exactly what happened from Pesach to Shavuos. We started on Pesach with a Michael Behema, the lesson being that you're really no different than an animal. But you have to work towards Shavuos. You have to work the Kabbalah Satayra, to work towards the Shtei Alechem, which Achitim, to work on these, so to speak, to turn yourself from an animal into a human being. But the Chassidish Sfarim take it one step further. We all have, so to speak, some animalistic traits with us. It's not to understand, we are not to understand that, okay, that's what we have. A person, a real Oved Hashem, uses every characteristic that he has in himself for Avodas Hashem. So it's not only the Chitin characteristics, they're characteristics that represent our intellect, our ability to speak, that differentiate us from animals that we're supposed to use for Avodas Hashem. No, even our animalistic traits that unfortunately are in every human being, we have to use for Avodas Hashem. The Michael Sa'irim is also a carbon Minchas Ha'imer. That's the way he learns that the carbon Minchas Ha'imer comes from Sa'irim. Rekiv has a different approach. We find that a Yochid brings a carbon Minchas from the Chitim. All carbon Minchas that they're obligated to bring, a carbon oil of Yairid is Chitim. And there's a carbon Minchas Knas, the Mincha of the Soita, that comes from the Chitin. Aft Tzibur, so too corresponding, but it's Tzibur, there must be Chavasim and Achitim, or Chavasim and Asayrim. That there must be a Chayver from the Chitin, which is the Shtei Alechem, and a Chayver with the Sayrim, which is the Michas Oimer. So says Rabbi Kiva, Imat Oimer and Achitim, but if we're going to say that the Karben Michas Oimer is Chitin, so the way Rashi and Moshe Rishonim are explaining the Gemara is that there is a corresponding, but a yochid is soyer mechitim, and but a tzibur is soyer mechitim. The Sfas Emes, however, has a problem with this pshat. He says, who says that there has to be a match? Just because a yochid has chitim soyer, what does that mean that the tzibur has to have chitim soyer, that the Gemara is making this correlation? So he says the pshat in the Gemara is different. The Gemara says we have the yochid bringing carbon mincha, and the yochid bringing carbon mincha is chitim esayrim, as the Gemara says, and we have bikurim, which we're going to learn on the base, comes from chitim esayrim. So if the bikurim come from chitim esayrim, the carbon mincha also has to come from chitim esayrim. So the carbon mincha that's chitim is the shtei alechem. Where's the carbon chitim that's where the carbon mincha that's soirim? It must be the mincha soirim. Dover acher, a different pshat. Imat oimer ba menachitim. If we're going to say that the oimer comes from chitim, then shtei lechem bikurim. What does the Torah say? How does the Torah describe? And we spoke about this numerous times. That the shtei lechem is bikurim. What does shtei lechem bikurim mean? That after the shtei lechem, that's the first carbon mincha that comes from the new grain. But if you already brought the mincha sa'omer from chitin, it wouldn't be the first time you bring from grain. Alva, b'shem kippurim hu, to yufta. So obviously the reason that you have to bring the mincha, that you have to bring it is because bikurim, not like Rabbi Yochanan said, it has to do with karma. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah says in Masechta Bikurim, Ein Mevim Bikurim Chutz Mishevas Aminim. You can't bring Bikurim only from, you only bring Bikurim from seven Aminim. V'loy Mitmarim Shebaharim, not from Tamarim on the mountains. V'loy Miperish Shebamakim. Why? Because the Tamarim on the mountains are very sweet. They're excessively sweet, and therefore they're not good Peiris. And the Tfuah that grows in the Amakim, since there's water gathers there because they're in a valley, it causes the Tfuah to rot. And also, it's not the proper quality. Ula, to which Ula comments, Im Hevi, if somebody did bring inferior produce for Bikurim, like Kiddush. It's not Kaddish. Yosef Rav of Kamala Hashmatza. So Rav was sitting and sat over this Gemara. Eisei Rachavar Abel Rav, the Pasuk says, Karbin Reishis, Shetei Reishis, Lekal HaMenachis. It has to be the first, as we just said before. V'keinu Oimer, V'krivchem Mincha Chadosh L'Hashem, B'Shvua Seichem. Eili Ela Chadosh Shal Chitim. This would only teach us that this din applies, that is, regarding Chitim. Chadosh Shal Seir Menayin. And the way we're going to learn Pashup Shat, and this is the way Rashi prefers to learn, that how do we know that until the Shtei HaLechem are brought, you can't use Chadosh de Gabali for carbon mincha that comes from barley. That's how we're going to learn. There is a different pshat that Rashi suggests, a very bechidish, that even though we know that until the Shtei Alechem is brought on Shavuos, you can't bring any carbon mincha from the Chadosh, that's only regarding the wheat grain. But barley grain, since we already brought the Minchas Ha'omer, so therefore, if you'll have a situation of a Minchas Knoz between Pesach and Shavuos, you'll be allowed to use Chodesh de Gesayrim for the Michas Kadnos. And that's what the Gemara is saying. That how do we know, just like you can't use any new wheat, any Chodesh de Gechitim, until you brought the Shtei Lechem, how do you know that you can't use any Chodesh de Gesayrim until you brought the Michas Aymer? That's not the way we're going to learn. But it's a nice pshat. So again, Eli El Chodesh Shalchitim, how do we know, this is the way we're going to learn, the preferred pshat of the Rishayim. How do we know that you can't bring any carbon mincha from the new chitim before you brought the shtei halechem? Chadosh sa'irim menayim. How do we know that the same that applies to carbon mincha from sa'irim may not be brought until you brought the shtei halechem? Tamaloimer chadosha. Chadosha. The Torah used the word chadosha twice. Im ein inyel chadosha shel chitim, because it's already mentioned. T'nei inyel chadosha sa'irim. That you can't use new sa'irim until you brought the shtei halechem. So now on Shavuos, there were two different offerings. There were the Shtei Alechem and the Bikurim. So wants the Brisa to know which comes first, the Shtei Alechem or Bikurim. Umanayin Shtei Kedems the Bikurim. How do you know that it comes before Bikurim? Tamaloimer, V'chag Shavuos to Taslach, B'Kurei K'tzir Chitim. V'ein Liel B'Kurei K'tzir Chitim, K'tzir S'ayr Menayim. How do we know the same thing applies to K'tzir Menayim? Tamaloim v'chag ha-kotze b'kurim ha-secha ha-shetizra b'sada. Ein li el ha-shetizra. How do we know that this din only applies to planted grain? Olam elei minayim, that the same din applies that you can't use them until you bring the shtei alechem. Tamaloim b'sada. Anything that grows in the field. Ein li el ha-b'sada. This halach only teaches us regarding what's in the sada. Minayim rabbis shevagag shebechurba, who grows on the roof or in a dilapidated house. V'shebeotzitz, or in a flower pot, v'shebesvina, that they too may not be used. Tamaloimer, b'kurei kol ashebe'atzom. Menayin continues the Gemara, shtei kedemes le'nesochem u'peiris ha'ilon, that not only does the shtei alechem allow you to use new chitim, and we just said new soirim, for minchas, and before that, you may not use it. How do we know that doesn't only apply to kavim mincha? But it also applies to Nesachim, that you can't bring the Nesachim that come along with Kabbonis until you brought the Shtei Alechem. Or you can't use wine from the new grapes until you brought the Shtei Alechem. Answers the Braisa, Nama kam bikuri masecha, Nama lahalon ba'as b'chas masecha menasoda, Ma lahalon, it's talking about Nesachim u'peiris ilan, Afkan Nesachim u'peiris ilan. That the halacha, that the Shtei Alechem has to come first, is not limited to Karvim Minchas, but also to Nesachim and to wine. This is the long braisa that we just learned. But makes the Gemara's point. K'tanim ya, what does the braisa say? Shebegag, Shebechorba, Shebeotzus, Shebesfina. The Braisa clearly indicates that even though you have all this inferior grain, you could use it for the Shtei Alechem. We learned on the top of the Amid that Ula taught us, Im Hevi Laikidesh, that if you used it, it's not acceptable. How do we reconcile? And I want to make a very important point that will only be appreciated on the Gemara in that Pehei Amar Aleph. Pash Pshat, the Gemara is discussing that all of these types of grain that grow on the Gag, on the Churva, on the Otzitz, and the Sfina are inferior, and therefore we have a Kasha. We learned on top of the Amid, the Laikidesh, and here it says it's usable. That's Pash Pshat. But many Rishonim, and again, it'll take a little time to appreciate what I'm saying, say that the question is only from Otzitz and Sfina. That Gag and Churva are quality produce. And therefore the Gemara isn't bothered by Gag and Churva. The Gemara's question is on Otzitz and Sfina. That Otzitz and Sfina, what grows in a flower pot and grows on a boat, is clearly inferior. Here it says they can be used. And we learned on top of the Amid, it can't be used. Answers the Gemara, say for Oslo Menachas. This pasuk speaking about the menachas, which means as follows. For menachas, you could use inferior. For bikurim, you cannot. Maskler of Adaba Hava. How could you say that the pasuk speaking about menachas? And hachi hainu d'ksiv. Let's continue reading the pasuk. The pasuk says, kol tar b'bei sacha yachlasa. Anybody in your family who's tar may eat from this. Vi menachas. If we're speaking here about menachas, we've learned so many times in our mesechta, menachas can only be eaten by male kohanim. It's kodesh hakadoshim. So how can we say that the pasuk speaking about menachas? And since it's menachas, there we don't have a problem that it's inferior. Menachas, the pasuk can't be referring to, because the pasuk says kol tar b'beisecha, omarav misharshia, to which Rav Misharshia responds, trei kroik sivi l'chayiyah. One pasuk says the word l'chayiyah. Another pasuk says the kol tar b'beisecha yoich loisoi. Ha-ketzat, kan b'bikurim, dal kan b'menachas. The pasuk of Tabe Be'secha is talking about menachas. The pasuk about L'chayiyah is talking about bikurim. Rav Ashi says it's talking about menachas. If it's talking about menachas, how can we say kol tor, that everybody could eat it? Answers the Gemara, the safe of the Kro, us and Lach Me Taida. There is an example of menachas that are eaten not only Zichri Kuna, the Lach Me Taida, the 36 chalas that are given to the owner of the Karban Taida, that we learned are not limited to only eat by Zichri Kuna. The owner eats it with his entire family. We explained even the guest. Says the Gemara, Beplukta, this question, if you brought inferior produce, is it acceptable or not? It says the Gemara is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan im hevi like Kedish, Rabbi Shlakish Amar im hevi Kaddish. If you brought it, it's acceptable. Nasa kakakish bekotchim. Just like by kotchim, we've learned numerous times, you have to be quality animals. But if you brought inferior animals, it's acceptable. Here too, if you brought inferior animal, if you brought inferior produce, it's acceptable. A very interesting machloikis rishonim, how to understand Rish Lakish's opinion. Rish Lakish says you could bring inferior produce. What does Rish Lakish mean? Does Rish Lakish mean only if you already started bringing them as bikurim, we accept it? But lechatchila, let's say you have nothing but inferior produce, don't bring it. Or does Rish Lakish mean to say that avada, if you have good quality produce, bring the good quality? But if you don't have anything and your options are to bring nothing or to bring poor quality, says Rish Lakish, bring poor quality better than bringing nothing. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish explained himself very well why you could bring inferior quality. Kedamatama, just like you could bring b'di'evid kachash behemus. El Rabbi Yochanan maitama. How do we understand Rabbi Yochanan's pshat? Amar Belazer, Rabbi Yochanan chazoy b'chaloyim milsim ayus amina. So where the Gemara Rishonim explain is Rabbi Elazar saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream. So pash pshat in Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan they were in yeshiva. And they didn't understand Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, why he says that if you have nothing else, don't bring inferior produce. So he saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, and Rabbi Yochanan told him, pshat, why do you have to, Rabbi Yochanan have to come to him? Because we know, Torah lo b'shamayim hi. So Rabbi Yochanan had to tell to Rabbi Elazar, And then Rabbi Elazar will say in the yeshiva, and if in the yeshiva they'll accept Rabbi Elazar's explanation, then Rabbi Yochanan will be vindicated. There's another pshat that I saw. Rabbi Elazar saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream. So one pshat that I saw is if he saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, that meant Rabbi Yochanan was demanding of him, you need to come to yeshiva and defend me. Another pshat is Rabbi Elazar said to himself, if I was zoich to see Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, not everybody gets to see Rabbi Yochanan in a dream. That means that I'm a person that has schusim. I'm going to use my schusim to defend Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. I'm a craw, may rachis, the like call rachis. Not all the rachis, only the good property. V'la'atzecha, the like call artzecha. Ask the Gemara, v'ray shlokish, hay artzecha may avadle. Rish Lakish disagrees and says that it could be even an inferior product. What does he do with the Mi Artzecha? B'ay Leilich Ratanya. Agamliya Rabbi Omer. Namakan Eretz. Ma'ala Halon Eretz. Ma'ala Halon Shvach Eretz. Afkan Shvach Eretz. Meaning that you only bring Bikurim from the Paris that grow in Eretz Yisrael, which are the Shivas Aminim. Vidach. Eretz me'eretz. How does he learn this halacha that you only bring from the Shivas Aminim the growing at Yisrael? He learns Eretz me'eretz. V'idach, Eretz me'eretz lo mashmali. He doesn't accept that limud, and therefore the mem is not left over. So he, the machlokes is, do we learn Eretz me'eretz to teach us that you have to bring superior product specifically, only, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, Rish Lakish's opinion is that we don't learn Eretz me'eretz, and you could even bring inferior product b'di'evet.